This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I got that. Well, it's been one of those days. I'm trying to get a little more organized because I really need to watch the way I manage my time now. And today, I sort of did it, and tomorrow I've got to do it better. So we'll see how it goes. But simply because I did a little bit of counting. Now, last year, for the entirety of 2018, I only put out 34 videos on YouTube, for example. I don't know how many shows I missed. And now that I feel better, I've got 25 videos already put out for the year now. And I need to try to triple that between now and the end of the year. So just to give you an idea of what is going on. Plus, I don't need to miss unless act of God is getting in the way. So just my musings for the day. Now, last week was the commemoration of D-Day. And I want to tell you the story of the oldest soldier to go ashore on D-Day. His name was Brigadier General Theodore Roosevelt, Jr. Theodore Roosevelt, Jr. was that, yeah, he was known as Ted. He was the son of the 26th President of the United States. His father was a war hero who charged up San Juan Hill in the Spanish-American War. So there was no doubt that when World War I came, the Roosevelts would take part. Ted, Jr., and his three brothers, Kermit, Archie, and Quentin, all joined the war effort and served in various capacities. Kermit actually served with the British Army before serving with the American Army. Archie was wounded and retired with full disability. He later petitioned to join the military again in World War II. Archie was again wounded and again retired with full disability. He is the only American soldier ever to be given a 100% disability rating for serving in two wars. He is or was, I'm not sure. Quentin was killed in a combat flight in France just a few months before the war ended in World War II. Ted served in the 26th Regiment of the 1st Infantry Division and later became the regimental commander, acquiring the rank of lieutenant colonel. And he was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross, and after the war he was one of the founders of the American Legion. The members of the newly founded Legion asked Ted to be their national commander, shouting, "We want Teddy!" He refused because he did not want to politicize the organization. Does that sound? Nobody would do that today. Later, he served as a New York State Assemblyman, the Assistant Secretary of the Navy, Governor of Puerto Rico, and Governor General of the Philippines. So no one could doubt that Ted Roosevelt had done his duty for his country. But he wasn't done yet. Even before the United States entered World War II, he petitioned for a return to active duty and returned to the 26th Infantry Regiment, 1st Infantry Division. He became the Assistant Division Commander under Major General Terrible Terry Allen. They and their men fought the enemy with skill and tenacity in North Africa and Sicily. Both Roosevelt and Allen were relieved by Omar Bradley for being too close with their men and not being disciplined enough despite their impeccable combat records. And because of his combat record, he was assigned as deputy commander of the 4th Infantry Division under Major General Tubby Barton. By this time, Ted was afflicted with arthritis, chest pains, and complications from his World War I wounds. Despite this, he verbally petitioned Barton several times to go ashore on D-Day, as he thought he should be with his people, and Barton said no. And Roosevelt did not have to go. But he did not give up and put the request in writing. And Barton gave permission for Roosevelt to land on Utah Beach. When he did that, he thought he was never going to see General Roosevelt again. He landed with a pistol and a cane. He landed on Utah Beach with his men and made the decision to start the war from here. And then when they landed, they were landed in the wrong place. He was 56 years old that day. I mean, that impresses me. He was the oldest soldier. He was also the only soldier who had a son who also landed on D-Day, as Quentin Roosevelt II landed on Omaha Beach. For his bravery at Utah Beach, Ted was recommended for the Distinguished Service Cross and was slated to be promoted to Major General and was finally going to be given a division in command of his own. On July the 12th, he spent a great deal of time with his son. Later that day, he was stricken with a heart attack and he died in France. His recommended Distinguished Service Cross was upgraded to the Medal of Honor. He is one of only two sons whose fathers also were Medal of Honor recipients. Two of the generals who played roles in relieving him, George Patton and Omar Bradley, served as pallbearers at his funeral. Omar Bradley later said, "The bravest act he ever saw was a soldier was Teddy Roosevelt, Jr. on the Utah beach." Brigadier General Theodore Roosevelt, Jr. rests in the Normandy American Cemetery and Memorial next to his brother Quentin, who was killed in World War I. He didn't have to go to war a second time. He'd already served as Assistant Secretary of the Navy and a governor. His family had lost an awful lot, so much already. With his health problems, you know, he was having chest pains. I know what that's like. With his health problems, some would argue that he should not have gone to shore. He shouldn't have even been in the Army. But this is why this generation was known as the greatest generation. This kind of grit and determination, we're not going to see the likes of that again, probably. He died doing what he loved, and he died for his country despite his age. And, I mean, I can't imagine serving today, to be honest with you. I would do it if I had to, but it would be tough. It would be rough. And because combat is a young man's game, it really is, and being an older man, even though we're not old men, well, you're on your way out. And Teddy Roosevelt Jr. was on his way out when he stepped on the beach in Normandy. If you've never heard that story before, let that be a lesson about the meaning of sacrifice and duty. Because like I said, we're not going to see the likes of that anytime soon. Not where I, you know, not that I can ascertain. I'm not even sure that we should. But I got to hand it to the man. I mean, he's too young. He was 2 years younger than I am right now this minute. And I every morning I wake up and everything, ever since I saw this story, every morning that I wake up and I feel all the pains and everything. And I realize that he was feeling all of this too. And he was walking with a cane. I don't even walk with a cane. And yet, he hit the beach on D-Day. Where are you going to see something like that nowadays? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You know, the Bulletproof Project proved it to me. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, as a businessman and a personality to a certain extent, and an entrepreneur, I find Mark Cuban to be somewhat tolerable. But what he knows about business, he does not know about history or constitutional civics. He needs some Shark Tank in there. Yeah. Last month, Cuban, who has been teasing a 2020 run for president, offered yet another hackneyed Democrat proposal to rewrite the Second Amendment out of our Constitution and our history. It's going to go like this. He has a three-pronged plan. First, that the Constitution be rewritten to state that every American citizen has the right to own a firearm. Okay. Second, the federal government can never confiscate legally owned firearms. Third, states should have the right to oversee and manage how restrictive or liberal gun laws should be. I say liberal here because our founders were America's original liberals. I rarely call the Democrats liberals because do you know of any Democrats that remind you of Washington or Jefferson? Now, the one-sentence text of the Second Amendment was deliberately kept terse. The more words, the fewer our freedoms to exercise our rights. When I analyze Democrat rhetoric and propaganda, I employ a bull excrement meter, trying to gauge what are the possibilities here. And does the Democrat actually believe or not believe the bull excrement that he's peddling? Now, this is the principle that guides my narrative, that socialists, democratic or otherwise, don't really believe in the socialism they espouse. They love money and capitalism as much as anybody else. The only Democrats who frighten me more are the ones who don't believe the balderdash they cheerlead are the ones who do. And in Cuban's case, my sense is that he believes what he says, which is probably due to ignorance. For starters, the Second Amendment, which was ratified December 15, 1791, already makes crystal clear that every American has the right to keep and bear arms. Second, I don't take the umbrage at the verbiage that prohibits gun confiscation, although it's, you know, superfluous. It's Cuban's third idea that reveals either gross ignorance or unintentional disregard for how the framers intended our Constitution to operate as a legal construct. Our Tenth Amendment, which is states' rights, does not usurp any other amendment. Democrats have gotten away with a treasonous amount of infringement over the last five decades on the Second Amendment, but I believe it's going to come to a crashing halt for them this year. After the U.S. Supreme Court hears the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus New York City case. This is a challenge to the city's ban on transporting licensed, unloaded guns anywhere outside the city, including to weekend homes and or shooting ranges. I'm confident the court's going to slam them like a volleyball coming over the net, citing their 2008 District of Columbia versus Heller ruling as well as the McDonald ruling from 2010. Both affirmed an individual's right to keep and bear arms. For the record, it was another stroke of genius on the part of James Madison, who wrote the Second Amendment to pen keep and bear. And here's a prediction. The court's going to clarify the bare intent of the Second Amendment, and its most impassioned concurrent voice will be Clarence Thomas, who has quite accurately called the Second Amendment a disfavored right. He's also taken Democrats to task for their chopping away of our right to keep and bear arms. And he's publicly said the founders unquestionably believed in the right to carry outside the home. And I believe that the New York City case will usher in a new golden age of firearm rights. No state should have the authority to prohibit a law-abiding firearm owner from carrying in their state. Constitutional rights equally apply, or they're supposed to, irrespective of the state one lives in or is visiting. And the prospect of Clarence Thomas reversing generations of Second Amendment Democrat judicial activism in an election cycle where Biden will likely be the Democrat nominee is deliciously ironic. Now, Mark Cuban, a Dallas, Texas resident, lives in one of the most pro-gun rights states in the union. If he lived in a state like New York or California, where obtaining concealed carry permits is like breaking into Fort Knox, it wouldn't affect his quality of life because he can afford sniper bodyguards for himself and his wife and his three kids, as well as the finest home security for his 24,000-square-foot home. Few moments are funnier than listening to a Democrat like Cuban prattle on about states' rights. And guaranteed, any Democrat discussion about states' rights sovereignty is a perversion of our 10th Amendment. Exhibit A is their fetish for on-demand, at-any-time abortion. The right Democrat's claim is absolute. If abortion is an absolute constitutional right, then so should be the capacity of the firearm I use. If America will have my body, my choice, then we must also have my Second Amendment, my machine gun. Cuban needs to turn off the TV and start watching MSNBC and CNN and read the Federalist Papers, especially number 29, where Hamilton wrote that an officially trained militia is beneficial to the public defense of Americans. Second Amendment is where the Democrat ideology and the judicial tyranny most manifests itself, but it also shows in their disdain for other constitutionally guaranteed rights. But the Second Amendment is the right that has long provoked the most anti-liberty bloodthirstiness among the Democrats. We are the militia, and the well-regulated qualifier of the Second Amendment refers to self-regulation and training, not government regulation. So if Cuban were a contestant on Constitution Shark Tank, he'd be ridiculed back to the green room in 5 seconds. Our constitutional rights are a real-world reality, not the make-believe world of reality TV. Government's duty isn't to update the Second Amendment, it is to uphold it. Cuban doesn't understand that core fundamental principle of our republic, or if he shuns it, like the activist judges he'd nominate to our courts, then he's spectacularly unfit to be president. Just for your own good there, Mark, to listen and learn. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says there's no sign that a helicopter crash on top of a building in Manhattan was an act of terror. De Blasio says one person has died in the crash, and he believes that to be the chopper's pilot. The mayor also adds,
I've checked in with the fire department, police department, and buildings department. There is no danger of any kind to New Yorkers at this point.
President Trump is keeping a close eye on the events in New York City and did say that he has been briefed on the situation. The House Judiciary Committee begins hearings on special counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election. Today's guest was former White House counsel John Dean. The highest-ranking member on the Republican side, Republican Doug Collins of Georgia, says we've seen this song and dance before.
This committee is now hearing from the 70s, and they want their star witness back.
Dean worked in the White House under Richard Nixon during the Watergate scandal, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Let's see. President Trump manages his time really well. He got off the plane from going to Normandy for the D-Day thing and visiting with all the European leaders and everything, and sat right down immediately to hammer out a deal with Mexico after he threatened them with tariffs. And after those tariffs, he probably also said, you know those remittances? That'll be next. And Mexico blinked. And everybody was happy. And the leaders of both countries celebrated, because now both countries, they can say they're the winners in the newly signed migration deal. There were losers, of course, the infamous human smuggling cartels and far-left activists who shake down migrants, both of whom get curbed in the deal. But none made fools of themselves the way the biggest losers here, which were the Democrats and their media buddy boys, the way they managed to do. According to the Washington Times, Democrats lashed out in all directions at President Trump after he won concessions from Mexico to try to stop the flow of illegal immigrants at the border. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi chided the president Saturday for his method, saying his threat of tariffs was unbecoming of a friendly country's treatment of a neighbor. It just wasn't good manners, you see. Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer took a different approach, saying seemingly with as much sarcasm as he can drip on Twitter, that since Mr. Trump has struck a deal, he can stop talking about illegal immigration. Now that the problem is solved, I'm sure we won't be hearing any more about it in the future, he said. Just days before, Mr. Schumer had predicted Mr. Trump would cave and find a reason to revoke his tariff threat. Now, see, this is borderline crazy. It's definitely ridiculous. When you got both sides celebrating, it's a no-brainer to normal people that it's all good. Mexico avoided tariffs and retains a fighting chance of rescuing their economy. Tijuana doesn't get flooded with any more caravans full of foreign migrants. Cartel activity becomes less lucrative, so there will be less cartel activity. Americans can happily buy Mexican avocados, which are the world's best, without a punitive new tax on them. Big supply chains stay undisturbed, and the markets soar with joy. In normal parlance, this is what is known as a win-win deal. Trump celebrated from Europe via Twitter. I'm pleased to inform you the United States of America has reached a signed agreement with Mexico. Tariffs scheduled to be implemented by the U.S. on Monday against Mexico are hereby indefinitely suspended. Mexico, in turn, has agreed to take strong measures to stem the tide of migration through Mexico and to our southern border. This is being done to greatly reduce or eliminate illegal immigration coming from Mexico and into the United States. Details of the agreement will be released shortly by the State Department. Thank you. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador actually flew up to Tijuana to rally and celebrate with the city, which seems thrilled that their maquiladoras will continue to hum, its people will continue to get paid, and costly, ungrateful, and crime-committing migrants disrupting their city will be fewer in number. The Tijuaneros looked happy enough. So, you know. What we have here is evidence that the Democrats have been steamrolled and trapped and then in turn made fools of by President Trump. How else do you explain reactions like these? You'd think they'd be happy the U.S. economy won't take a hit from Mexican retaliatory tariffs and the stock market is back in the business of rising, helping to fatten the pension funds of Democratic civil servants in places like California. I mean, what's not to like? But no, they're miserable. They can't be any more miserable. They're out doing catcalls. Their sputtering is the output of politicians who've lost the narrative. And they bet badly. Once again, I would quit. I wouldn't even be gambling. I might quit politics if I was a Democrat right now. They bet badly on this, and they lost. With the New York Times reporting that the deal was pretty much in the works all along, Trump trapped them because he is a master of misdirection. But coming from Twitter, we get this. From Ryan Fournier. I wish, Ryan, that I had said this because this is pretty good stuff. On Twitter, he pointed out, Reagan said we have a border crisis. Bush Sr. said we have a border crisis. Clinton, we have a border crisis. George W., we have a border crisis. Obama, we have a border crisis. Trump, we have a border crisis. Let's fix it. Democrats, OMG, Trump manufactured a border crisis. Somebody else on, a guy named Bill Mitchell. So Pelosi is saying something which clearly worked. Using tariffs as leverage doesn't work. There are no fools like old fools. And these leftist gerontocrats just don't seem to know what's going on here. They don't get it. They don't get it. I don't get what they don't get, though. I am. See, the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect at some point for there to be a different outcome. And yet, they don't seem to get that, they're not getting the outcome they're expecting. No time ever do they ever expect the outcome they're getting. And then they, they don't get that. They don't see that as part of an issue. I think it's funny. I mean, I can't help myself. It would be different if these people were not so so arrogant, or if they weren't so ignorant, or if they weren't constantly trying to tell me, this is what you need, no matter what you may think. I don't know. I'm like Eric Swalwell. I'm older than he is. Does age count? Does my book of experience count there, any Eric? Or do you know something I don't know? Because I don't think you do. I have never been more convinced now than I am when I say a politician is only as good as his staff. And if you see a politician that looks like an idiot, well, look at the people behind him. Look at the people behind him. Or her. I don't want to be sexist, or her. Because Kamala, she's out there. Nancy, she's out there. Maxine, all of them are out there. But hey, I don't know what they have to complain about. They're millionaires now, right? They became millionaires when they got into office. Or if they weren't already. You know. Is that even grammatically correct? Go already? I'll have to look into that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. If it'll play.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. There's a debate going on inside conservatism between those insufferable sissies who insist that we normal people, we have this, which I've never seen documented, this moral, we're morally obligated to submit to being crushed by the leftists who hate us. And they want us enslaved or dead and actual, you know, conservatives. Maybe I'm simplifying this intellectual dispute a bit, but I'm not. You either want to defeat the leftist elite that despises you or you don't. It's those of us who seek to win versus the never Trump losers. And there is no middle ground. So you have to win or lose and you have to pick one. The never Trumpers. They're willing, they're eager to lose, regardless of the consequences for you and me. They would thrive in defeat because there's always a peace for a slobberingly loyal conservative-ish opposition. Right over there at the leftist elite's kiddie table. I think that we should fight to win and preserve our liberty. Now, David French is the poster scold for the Surrender Caucus, a fussy man who's always at the ready with some here, you know, something, some, we hadn't heard of it before, some unknown conservative norm, rule or principle that boils down to you not being allowed to effectively resist the massive attack on your liberty and the prosperity by our garbage elite. these conservative norms and rules and principles are pretty remarkable in that they only apply to limit our options and actions. They never apply to protect us from our enemies. I have a conservative principle regarding conservative principles, and it goes a little like this. Any conservative principle that makes me poorer or less free is pretty crappy, and I'm not going to do it. So basically, it's a choice between please clap and I'll sock you in the face. Civility and decency. This is what, talking about civility and decency, this is where Nancy Pelosi said that seemed somewhat unsporting for him to use tariffs to get what he wanted. That's the common refrain within the French Frito-Con Legion. That civility and decency only applies to you, and it operates only to restrict your ability to accurately describe and aggressively fight our shared enemy. It does not apply to our betters' conduct towards us, though. Look at their last 3 years of attacks on Donald Trump, and we who support him. Isn't that so superiorly civil and decent? I don't use Twitter that much, but I see people who do use Twitter, and I see the true conservatives telling other people like you how awful you are for thinking that we should jam that same civility and decency right back down their collective throat. French himself has dubbed us the gutter right in a tweet, wherein he also describes himself as a real man. Oh, man. That makes me cringe. I'm pretty sure gutter is not a term of civility or decency, but when the rules never apply to protect us, only to restrain us, I don't see why I would think any differently. Remember, you are morally obligated to lose for some reason. Anyway, this is absolute utter nonsense, and this is why we should ignore the Pris Platoon's rules and do whatever we have to protect our liberty and property. Similarly, we're also morally obligated to submit to the loss of our rights. When Steven Crowder was demonetized by YouTube because he uttered words that the elite disapproved of, a lot of people began the countdown to when the Lido DAC League was going to validate it. And it didn't take long. They have plenty of cheesy rationales for justifying the censorship of actual conservatives they disapprove of. Like, oh, he says mean things. Or it's a private business. Or, oh, well, I never. The excuses they give why it's cool to gag us doesn't matter. The end result for actual conservatives is always the same. It's always okay to censor the people the collaboration cons disapprove of. Here's their thought process template. Actual conservative gets silenced. Number two is some bogus excuse. Three, silencing the actual conservative is just fine. If this is where you roll with a conservative principle, you can count me out. So now, to his credit, French has personally litigated for conservatives in free speech and religious liberty cases. And yet, while this legal fight is necessary, it is not sufficient. Defending some bullied cake baker is fine. But all the Frenchies are asking the elite for is a little tiny dispensation for not being hassled in a small corner of their lives. Pleading for a pass on pro-gay marriage confections is nice, I guess, but that's marginal skirmishing that doesn't challenge the metastasizing leftist paradigm. The rest of us are not satisfied with this garbage leftist elite grudgingly letting us control our own cake decorating options. We want to burn the whole garbage leftist elite down. Not the Never Trumpers. They are no threat to the elite because at their hollow core, they support the existing crumbling power structure. That's why they're so blind to the manifest corruption of the institutions they are part of and are therefore invested in heavily. This is why they were so easily suckered by the Russia treason collusion scam. And that's why Trump and those who of us who support him terrify them. Do you want to know why we terrify them, though? The other thing that makes them very terrified of us. We lose nothing if the whole teetering edifice of our ruling class collapses under the sheer weight of their lies and their incompetence. We lose nothing. They don't want things to truly change, except around the margins a little bit. A Christian gets to keep his assistant professorship at Gumbo State. Slightly fewer babies get butchered because some minor abortion limitation is upheld. That's all fine and good, but what they really want is just the status quo with a few bespoke tweaks. And that's why they embrace losing the big battles and demand that we do too. That's why they were eager for Hillary to win. In the nightmare world of infanticide, corporate collectivism, and the social justice warrior oppression that pantsuit would have ushered in, people like French would still have a place, even if it's at their liberal master's heels. But they have no place in the conservative future that we're going to build on the ashes of the leftist elite that we're going to destroy by any means necessary because we choose to win. What does losing look like? It looks like you're being silenced by the leftist corporations, or if not the government itself. It looks like taxpayer-funded abortion on demand until kindergarten. It looks like the borders thrown open even more so. Your guns confiscated and your church denied a license to operate if it isn't part of the creepy climate cult. That's what losing looks like. So if you needed to know, there you do. If that's what you want, run to it. If that's not what you don't want, join me. Because I don't. I don't want it. I'll fight it. I have the means. I have the tools. And like I told you earlier today, you can be 56 years old and land on Utah Beach. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.